everybody. Welcome back to Is This a Ghost? I'm Clayton Smith, and every week I tell a real ghost story from real history to my real friend, Patrick Dean, who does not take it real seriously. Not that he can't, but he chooses not to.
Correct. Yes.
Despite all my protestations. Please, for once, it's been 151 episodes. Will you take it seriously?
After 151 episodes, I do want to note, this is the first time you have emailed me the show link with the time of the show in the subject line. Like, don't be late, you dick, this time.
We have our interns depending on us today.
Oh, that's okay. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I didn't
normally
know whether
I don't care.
I didn't know whether it was passive aggressive because you sent it out like a half hour. I didn't know whether it was like, hey, I didn't want you to have show up too early. It's actually 9:30 Eastern, or if it was like, hey, asshole.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous Eastern you're going to show up a little early, Patrick. That sounds right. 151 episodes, and that hasn't been a problem yet. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going great. Oh, it's just going great. Yeah, going
great. That's good. That's good. Sounds like that might not be accurate, but I'm going to go ahead and believe it.
No, it's totally fine. Totally fine.
I haven't been paying attention to the news. I don't know. You tell me how they are.
How the news is?
Yeah.
The news, it's been quite good recently.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's a nice welcome change.
Yeah, I've actually, in my news, I mean, I've been watching 1970s Price is Right episodes. Is that what you mean by news? Because that's what I've been watching.
If you told me that the newest news was that cars cost $13.45, I would say that's good news.
And they're all Death Trap Ford Pintos.
Hey, man, I'll take it. Gosh, do I have any news? Let's see. I do have an update on GhostCoin.
Oh, thank goodness. Oof.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let me get the ledger. Let me get my ledger.
Yeah. Get that out.
And I'm ready.
Okay, bad news. We've been tariffed 700%.
Oh,
it's a lot. We're the highest.
We owe them money, it sounds like.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty serious. I didn't even know they were doing this to digital goods.
Yeah, I thought it was a surprise. I thought we got lumped in with like iPhones, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
We started
same
there.
Technology.
Yeah. So exactly. Same number of screws. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We started off at the same amount, but then they've been increasing every like half hour. That's mm-hmm. like more on GhostCoin, more on GhostCoin. So mm-hmm. we're 700, which is bad. It's bad for the future of GhostCoin.
It's a shame.
Yeah. This also means that we're gonna have to all the kids that are down in the mines mining that right. that GhostCoin, they're gonna be out of a job pretty soon. they will go hungry. We can't afford to feed them on 700% tariffs.
Absolutely not. No.
So, I think the solution is going to have to be, we're going to have to cave in the mine and walk away from the children. Are you comfortable with that?
Oh yeah. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Not my good. Children.
No. And not our tariffs, quite frankly. So, okay, good. Well, that is, the unfortunate update. So hopefully we can report.
Tough one this week.
Better
tough
news
guys.
Next week, but it's not good. Not good. But it's a good time, but buy the dip.
Absolutely.
Buy the dip, everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Buy the dip. Do you have any cool tariff-related news?
Oh, boy, I don't.
You probably do business with China.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a lot. There's a lot of business impact on it. I don't really feel like that's something I should be talking about on a podcast about ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Does your CEO know that you do this?
Boy, I'm going to say no, because I'm still like really employed. So I'm going to say
the president of my university started following me recently on Instagram. So it's bad. It's bad. So he does know, I guess, now that I do this.
That's exciting.
It's great. One other thing I want to mention before we start the ghost story tonight is that, as you may remember, last week we had a bit of a it's a pretty hot debate.
Oh,
here on the show. You know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where we're going with this.
So you've spent time thinking about Coquina and whether or not we've talked about that particular building material on the show before.
Correct. Yes.
And what have you come to any conclusion that's different from the wrong conclusion you came to last time?
I'm willing to admit that we did not talk about Coral Gardens. What was it? Coral Castle?
I don't know. Okay. I've never talked about it.
I'm willing to admit that we did not talk about it on the show because you take excellent notes of what we talk about on the show, which I have to refer back to very often because I don't remember what we talk about on the show.
No, and to be fair, neither do I.
Yeah. However, However, I do know that we talked about it at some point because two things.
Okay.
Two things.
Two things, and I have a rebuttal. You may as well not even say this because what I'm going to say is going to knock your thing totally out of the water.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Thing the first. Mm-hmm. I do not do any research of my own. We know this.
Well, that is surprising.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And number two, I don't talk to anybody else but you.
I know, but here's the thing. You do go to Florida, and you might have just kind of gotten that information. And then you're like, I have new information that's not about earth movers or people movers.
Right.
I must have learned this from the podcast because it's my only source of other information.
The poll in the Discord didn't go well for me.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So we did poll the Discord and it was like 75% in my favor.
Right.
And I think 25% in your favor. It's mostly Jeremy hitting the button a lot. And Jeremy, I think he'll be the first to tell you. He doesn't also remember it, but he wanted you to be right so badly.
You know what?
Which, God love him.
I feel bad about what I said about him at the top of the show.
So. Oh, before he got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron's theory is that maybe you started doing research for it for one of the Halloween episodes and then abandoned that research. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a good theory, except for the fact that I can't imagine why you would do all that work and then not use it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that kind of ties in with thing the first.
It's very closely related.
There's no wasted effort over here. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, it's very, very strange. I do wonder if it maybe is just a really intense, I do suffer from deja vu fairly often. So I do wonder if it was an intense deja vu episode. But again, I knew, like you can go back to the notes from last week and everything. I had a lot of details about it.
It's true. You were dead on about what it is and how to do it.
Exactly. And so I don't know. I'm puzzled. I'm as puzzled as anybody.
So you're suggesting that in your previous life, you were the engineer on the Coquina Coral Castle project.
That would explain a lot of things, wouldn't it?
I think it would.
Yeah, it really would.
I think it would. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it feels good to be correct. Anything else you want to say about that before we move on?
No. I'm done talking about it.
All right, well then, do you want to hear a ghost story?
Mm-hmm. Desperately.
Jane DeBow was born near Batavia, New York, sometime around 1828. In 1834, when Jane was six-ish, her mom fell down some stairs and smashed the hell out of her own brain.
Okay.
And so she went to the hospital.
Right.
She's not dead.
Okay, but brain...
She's not in great shape.
But brain smash. Brain smash.
Brain is smash.
Yeah, smash, head, brain. These are not words that you want in the same paragraph, frankly.
As we'll learn soon, she will be in the hospital for a while.
Recovering from the smashing. Okay, sure.
Jane has a father, of course, as so many of us do. And he goes along to the hospital, of course, to get Jane's mom all situated.
Right. Get the insurance all set up. I know how it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And be like, I didn't do this. I didn't do this.
And they're like, don't worry. It's 1828. It's fine if you did.
It's actually encouraged. The insurance works a lot easier if we know that you did it.
There's actually a checkbox on the form for it.
So he goes and he gets her all situated there and he can't bring himself to leave her bedside. So he stays at the hospital. Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, Jane is like, I'm six.
Oh, my God.
What do I do? And her dad is like, I don't know, figure it out, I guess.
It's a 19th century hospital. Go buck wild.
So
go spend like 3 weeks studying and become a doctor. It'll be cool.
So it's decided that while her mom is in the hospital, Jane will stay with a nearby elderly couple. Elderly couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an elderly couple. Yeah, like in elderly like in Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She'll stay with a nearby elderly couple, Mr. and Mrs. Vedder. There we go. Mm. Mr. and Mrs. Vedder. So Jane's there with this old couple, and it's not weird, and everything is pretty good.
Absolutely.
After she's been there for a few weeks, the Vedders get another set of visitors, the Reverend Jedediah Stevens and his wife Julia, along with their two sons, Dwight and Everts.
Everts?
Everts.
Okay, that's...
E-V-A-R-T-S.
That name kind of died out, and I think everyone's okay with that.
In history, there was one person named Everts.
They tried it the one time.
And it did not take. So the Stevens family is passing through. They're traveling out west. And this is during a time in history where you could just stop at a random house and be like, hey, is it cool if I live here for a while? And the dummies inside would be like, yeah, I think so.
It's like a 10% chance I kill you with an axe, but a 90% chance that I don't. So
I will say, it in the history of this show at least, it 100% of the time goes badly when someone lets this happen. I was trying to think of all the places we've had this. There was the one in the Brooklyn, the handless ghost in the Brooklyn, in the Brooklyn. That one, but there's more somewhere. Jen will find him. Anyway, so they're like, yes, oh yes, please do stay. And so now the Vedders have a very full house. Mm-hmm. Now the Reverend Jedediah, his wife Julia, takes a real shining to Jane.
Okay.
They're not there for very long, but while they are there, Julia feels like a really powerful connection to this girl.
Hmm. And she has two boys otherwise.
Correct.
Okay, I understand.
So yeah. You get it, yeah. Just it's like every time you see a boy walking around, you go, ugh.
I go, boy, am I so glad I don't have one of those.
Where was I not too long ago when someone's like, oh man, I bet you know, girls are great, but I bet you really wish... you had a boy running around the house. And I said, not a single time have I thought that. No. So she gets real connection to the girl. And she starts treating Jane like her own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's thinking of her like her own daughter.
Mm-hmm. Normal, like, daughter stuff. Make her feel guilty for things.
Make her do chores, tell her she's not doing it very well. Uh-huh, yeah. All that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Pass on your anxiety crisis to her, and yeah. Yeah, normal mother-daughter.
Yeah, you have daughters, you get it.
Trust me, I'm speaking from a point of knowledge here.
So, she's treating her like a daughter because she and the Reverend had recently lost a daughter.
Oh.
There's a hole to fill in that family.
Mhm.
And Jane is just the right tiny size. And then here's a quote from a source. As the Stevens family was preparing for their departure, it was decided that Jane would go along.
What?
It does take a quick turn, doesn't it?
Was it 2 weeks ago or last week? The dad who just left like five children in Missouri was just like...
I didn't see that.
Yeah. No. It was on our show.
On our show?
This is not real news. Do not fuck with me. do not play this game.
I'll put something in Discord. I don't know.
No. One of the girls was named Elvira Missouri. I swear to God.
Oh yeah, the guy who goes out west.
Yeah. Yes.
Part of the parks. Yeah. Yeah. I thought you meant in real news.
Oh, God, man, my heart racing.
What if you do a second podcast when you sleepwalk this, with a friend you've actually never met while awake?
This was like so quickly becoming like a part of the Sixth Sense. Where like I don't really like. Wait a second. People are listening to the podcast, right?
So it's decided Jane's going to go along. Now again, her mom is not dead, nor is her father.
Right,
her parents are both alive.
She's brained.
She's got brained.
She's brained.
She got brained.
And the father is.
Sad, lazy.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, tired.
Maybe really likes the hospital food. I don't know what it was like back then.
Might have been. Yeah, good. I bet it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, this horse got shot and died a couple weeks ago. We found it outside. Anyway, here's lunch. Now, our mom is in real bad shape, and so Jane's dad is still at the hospital. So the Stevens family thinks, well, this is actually a pretty reasonable solution. We'll just take Jane. She'll just be ours now.
Right.
Yeah, and the Vedders are like, I don't know, it makes sense to us. Can you fucking imagine? No one asks Jane's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't come up. It's not even suggested that they should check with Jane's parents first about just assimilating their daughter.
Is this just understood in that time if you like quote, leave your child with kindly neighbors? Is it just understood like... And just so you know, they're available.
Not in any weird way.
Right, right.
Yeah, but above board, totally normal way.
Try to get a good price for them, though. At least at least $1.50 a pound. At least. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to... No lowballs. We know what we have.
I will say, in their defense, the hospital is... She's going to be in there for a long time. Mm-hmm. Those bills are going to be coming due eventually.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to sell Jane. So no one asks the parents. Now, they do ask Jane, and I will remind you that she's six. Mm-hmm. And they say, Jane, would you like to go on a trip with us? And Jane, who is six, mm-hmm. says, yeah, okay. That sounds fun.
Jane, can you write your name? Can you write your name on this document?
Oh, man. So it's settled. Jane is now a Stevens.
Okay. I like where this is going. This is turning into a pretty good one so far.
Yep. Now, Jedediah Stevens isn't just a reverend. He's a missionary reverend.
Okay.
That's the coolest kind. Mm-hmm. He had been hired to go convert a bunch of members of the Dakota tribe who were living at, what is this? Bede Makaska Lake in Minneapolis.
Mm. Sounds nice.
Yeah, it sounds great. Let me show you how this is spelled. I should have let you try to take a swing at it.
Yeah, you need to let me have a chance at these more often.
I was going to, but I forgot. Yeah, take a chance. Go ahead.
Fuck. There's a B and a D right next to each other. That's not how we do English, guys.
It's not at all.
Bede Makaska. Bede Makaska. Bede
Makaska.
Yeah, Bede Makaska.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, you can get ska, right?
I like that there's ska in the
2000s
name.
2000s weirdo.
This is great. Chain so wallet, my Hawaiian shirt. Join the Bede Makaska.
Jedediah had been hired by the Indian agent at nearby Fort Snelling to go and turn all the Dakota into Christians and hopefully rename that goddamn lake. So the Stevenses and their new daughter, Jane, they head west. They go to Minneapolis and they live at Fort Snelling while Jedediah builds a mission house and a school. And when that's finally done, of course, a family moves in. Jane very quickly makes friends with the Dakota people, including their leader named Cloud Man. That is a translation.
Okay. Yeah. That seems like a pretty generous one. Okay.
It was more unpronounceable than Bede Makaska, if you can believe it. So she becomes friends. She learns how to speak Dakota.
Oh, okay.
And the women of the tribe really love Jane.
Are they going to also try to adopt Jane? Because this is how this kind of...
Let's find out. She's just the most adoptable child. They do give her a Dakota name. Here, you know what? You take a swing at this one.
Yeah, yeah. Let me have one. Is this fair?
Yeah. Let's see. Put this in the chat for you. There you go. Ooh,
fuck you. Zitka Donj. That I'm pretty confident on. Use a whinge.
Zitka Donj. No, use a whinge.
Zitka Donj.
Use a fucking whinge.
Zitka Donj. Use a whinge.
Yeah, I'll take it. And that means, and when you translate it to English, it means little bird that was caught.
So I understand from your parents that they kidnapped you. Interesting. We have a word for you. Ooh, a word for me.
Ooh, you'll never nice. Believe it.
Yeah.
It's been sitting on the books just in case it ever came along. So everyone knows these fucking missionaries straight up kidnapped this small child.
Right.
Right. And Jane obviously shows her language. She's telling them her story. They know that her parents are still alive. So you may be stunned to learn that this does not endear the Stevenses to the Dakota tribe. And so in 1839, after only about 4 years, Jedediah Stevens was, quote, dismissed from the mission.
Oh, 4 years of trying to convince people to.
No. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. She was available. Yeah.
4 years of every teepee door being slammed in his face. Just.
Yeah, the original definition of teepeed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. So the family packs up and they move to Elizabeth, Illinois, near the boomtown of Galena.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. They really love their antique shops and small coffee shops. So now Jane's in Galena, obviously not with her parents. Mm. And she's moving all over the country with these people who've kidnapped her. She does her best, though. She makes friends. She makes friends everywhere she goes. She's mm-hmm. great. In 1848, one of her new friends in Galena introduces her to her brother, a man named He-Man Gibbs.
Oh, my goodness.
It may be pronounced Heyman.
No, it's not, actually. I looked it up. It's absolutely not. I've been waiting for time to shine on the show, and it is when He-Man shows up in rural Illinois.
Now he's going by Adam,
right? Of course. Well, yeah, no, I know. I'm sorry. I gotta keep everything under wraps. Adam. Right.
And says here he has a pet tiger, but a scared one. That's weird. That's like, weird.
Why would a tiger be scared of anything? Oh well. So crazy. Anyway.
Heyman.
What is the extremely unfortunate name of He-Man's one? What is his? He-Man.
Lockjaw.
No. Oh my God. It's absolutely not. Ah, of course. How could I forget Fisto? How could I forget Fisto?
First of all, R.I.P. Fisto.
Oh my gosh. I'm embarrassed that I forgot Fisto's name for those 10 seconds there. I am sorry, Fisto.
What is the line?
It's literally like, let's go fist them or something. Like, I could not believe it. I paused the TV and took a picture of my phone. Like,
man. Anyway, if you haven't seen the new Masters of the Universe cartoon from Kevin Smith, it's fantastic. Yeah.
You're also probably really confused as to where we've just...
Fisto. Oh. Oh, boy. So, Heyman and his sister were both born in Jericho, Vermont, in a castle called Grayskull. Now, he had worked for a short time as a school teacher. After a few years of working with students, he thought, fuck this. And, hey, are you listening? Are you Googling He-Man?
I'm so sorry.
I need you to really focus up here.
I'm really sorry. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So he's a teacher for a few years. He doesn't want to do that anymore because he met students. And then he moves out west instead to work in a lead mine in Galena. Teaching is so terrible, he's going to go work in a lead mine. So anyway, so he and Jane meet, and they fall in love. And later that same year, on November 18th, they are married. Now, November 1848, this is when they get married. This is when rumors of gold are starting to travel east from San Francisco. And Heyman has got to be thinking, like, I mean, I love mining lead. I feel mentally ship shape.
But I hear gold isn't as chewable as the lead I've been digging out of the ground. So, I don't know.
I have put on some pounds. Yeah. So maybe we should go light and go get gold. And so they just say, he thinks like we should go to California and jump in on this gold rush thing. But it just so happens that at the same time in American history, they're talking about opening up Minnesota as a new U.S. territory. And Jane is like, I would very much prefer to go to Minnesota.
I have friends there. They gave me a name.
Don't ask what it is. I haven't told you a lot about my childhood. It's going to just go with me on this. So she would rather go there. And because Heyman's brain is so trashed by lead, he's like, I'll listen to my wife this once, I guess. So in 1849, the Gibbses move to the brand new Minnesota territory. There we go. They take a riverboat up to St. Paul for $20.
Woo.
Which is actually pretty steep, I think.
Yeah, I can see that.
At that point. Now, St. Paul this time is population 900 people.
So that $20 ticket sounds like more of a supply and demand issue at that point.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
You want to take a riverboat up? You're the only two people on earth that want to go to Minnesota right now. It's going to cost a little bit.
So they get there, though. Haman buys 160 acres of land for $1.25 an acre.
Hmm.
Which even today is only about $100 per acre.
Yeah. It'd be like if you flew somewhere and then instead of buying five more plane tickets, you just bought 100 acres of land where it was you just flew.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah. All this land just appeared here. We don't know what, yeah. It's just been sitting here. I don't know who owned it before, yeah. But they're not here anymore. It's incredible. We have so much of it. So Haman sets about building a log cabin. And Jane goes to work at Moffitt's Castle, a hotel in downtown St. Paul. So he gets a castle connection.
Clearly.
He's so excited. That autumn, Jane hears a ruckus outside their house. Mm-hmm. And she goes out to find Haman talking with a group of like 40 Dakota Indians.
Okay.
Now, it's a nice talk. It's calm and cool.
Constructive.
No problems.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will note here, this is probably a good time to note, Haman seems like a very up-and-up guy, so no problems with Haman. That's not a red herring.
Okay.
He's good. No problems. They were heading north, these Native Americans, heading north to harvest wild rice, taking a path that cut through the Gibbs land, the Gibbs property.
Mm-hmm.
And Haman's fine with it, just to be clear. They're just chatting. So Jane joins them, and she cannot believe it, but several of them are from Cloud Man's tribe.
Oh,
they're friends. Her friends are there.
That's yeah. My guys. My friends.
My dudes.
I know them.
I know them. So this is basically a family reunion for Jane now. Who, you know, I will just take a second to remind you, doesn't have a family anymore because white people stole her from them. So she's losing her mind. She is so excited. And she invites them to stay for a while. And they do. They set up a camp on their land and they stick around for 3 weeks. And this is the first of many visits by Jane's friends, the Dakota Indians. They will come up. Mm. They will stay. They will stop by on their way back down. They stay. Like, it's a great setup. Life is going really, really great for the Gibbs family.
Every time they ask very clearly and directly, are you still okay? Yes. Okay. Okay. We will be back in 6 months. Just in case.
Haman starts growing crops on the farm, and he eventually makes enough money to build a bigger cabin.
Mm.
And moving on up, they have five kids, Ida, Abby, William, Frank, and Lily. Things are just incredible. Their life is full of blessings. It could not be better.
End of episode.
And we'll see you next week on Is This a Ghost? But then, in 1867...
I'm going to guess cholera.
Okay.
Is cholera a good guess?
Or you want to be right or you going to be wrong?
I'm sorry. I'm going to guess braining. Does she get brained?
Oh, the irony would be too much. The irony is too much. It's not braining. Can't possibly be braining. No, a piece of the farm catches grass fire.
Oh.
Now, there are conflicting accounts of how the fire started. Some sources I read say it was a controlled burn that fell violently out of control. Some say it started naturally.
Yeah, lightning. Lightning bugs.
If Final Fantasy is to be believed. I don't know what else to make
fire. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's hard to say. But however it started, the fire, it runs wild. And it's tearing across the property and burning everything to the ground.
Mm.
Now, they have 160 acres, so they've got room to spare.
You got so time. Yeah, you can deal with it in the morning. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. It's just that we're about to sit down for dinner.
Right.
Can this be a tomorrow problem? Probably. So they want to fight the fire. The family sends the kids out to battle the blaze.
So in a vacuum, that is an interesting way to start this story.
Yeah.
Like, do they have plans as well, or are they...
I think they're probably all out there.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So we're...
Yeah, they don't send them alone.
Okay.
They send them and say, we're coming too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I have to find my shoes. Your father hasn't taken his pills yet.
We have to put the dinner in Tupperware.
Yeah. We'll be there. You go on ahead.
You know what to do. We've trained for this.
Yeah.
You go out there.
You spit on the fire.
I was just because he spit on it. That's it.
And then you pray it away. And that's it. That's how it works.
I'm going to guess that Jane probably doesn't have real strongly positive feelings toward religious things at this point.
Well, so. Especially not after the fire refuses to be prayed away.
Oh, God, I'll give you one more chance. This is it. So the kids all run out. The parents, I assume, too. They're fighting the fire. The kids pitch in, including 8-year-old Willie. And I have a picture of Willie for you.
Please be alive. Oh, okay. Probably. Okay.
Yeah. In when this picture is taken? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Hard to say.
Boy. That's... You know, even for 19th century photography, that is rough. That is a rough one.
Yeah. His head is so big and his face is so small, though.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I don't know. And then they probably told him to smile, but they didn't explain what smiling was. And he is just like guessing at what that meant. And that's what you get. That's what you get.
And you'll notice this outfit looks very flammable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That is 100% wool. That is black wool right there.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see how it goes for him. Actually it goes okay. So the Gibbs family successfully beat back the fire.
Hey!
It gets contained. Everyone's good. No one has died.
Mm-hmm.
But Willie has inhaled a lot of smoke.
Oh, no.
Way too much smoke.
Oh. Is he allergic?
He is allergic to smoke.
He's allergic to inhaling smoke. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Only in large amounts.
Right.
Though, he gets incredibly sick, and soon after he dies from complications of smoke inhalation.
Oh no!
So there endeth little Willie. They bury him on the property, and of course the whole family is wrecked.
Mm-hmm. And, oh sure.
You seem like you might be okay with it because you don't want any boys around, so that might be.
I mean, it's
kind of a blessing for people like you, but I'm most
neutral.
People are pretty sad.
I'm neutral. We'll put it that way.
Didn't sound neutral earlier. So, Jeremy, if you want to cut it back in what Patrick said earlier and repeat it here just to tell like if Patrick was neutral or strongly negative, that would be helpful.
I'd be less neutral if one of the girls had died. That's all I'm saying. That's all it is.
And done. All right. Jeremy, you know what? Take the night off. You don't need to make that edit after all. So they go on to bed, live their lives best they can, though things are never... quite as happy. They're never quite the same, of course. Haman dies somewhere before the turn of the century. Jane followed in 1910. She did, you'll be happy to know, reunite eventually with her birth parents.
Really? How the
or at least
fuck would you figure that out?
I don't know. It's incredible. She was pretty old when it happened. So she probably just went on the internet and found him, I guess.
Yeah, I would figure.
Yeah. She reunited with her mom. Her dad had died, but mom was great.
But the mom is okay?
Yep.
Old mush skull mom. She's kicking
okay. Okay might not be like the okay. right word,
yeah.
but she. No, I think I think she made a full
She recovery. Looked like mom. I think it was mom.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It was mom. We're just going to say
it was mom. I'm in Minnesota. I've seen butter sculptures and I've seen them melt in the sun. I know what it looks like. That was mom.
I did some age progression on mom and some skull progression on mom, and I think that was her.
I think so. So, yeah, but she did get to meet her mom eventually. Can you fucking amazing. So they die eventually from old age. And the house now, the Gibbs farmhouse, is now the Gibbs Museum of Pioneer and Dakota Life.
Okay.
According to the website, it, quote, seeks to educate visitors on the lives of 19th century Minnesota pioneers and the Dakota people who lived in southern Minnesota before the arrival of Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Is this near the, is the Little House on the Prairie house? Is that in Minnesota?
There's got to be one in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Although I'm finding there's Little House on the Prairie houses everywhere. There's one in Virginia.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
There's just the one. There. They went through Virginia at some point.
See which one Michael Landon lived in. That's the one I want.
Well, I know. Which one has the best collection of hair combs? Because that's Michael's.
Well, there's one where there's a Little House in the Prairie like festival. That's the one.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere in Minnesota, right? Yeah. That's where the show takes place.
Right. I don't know. Is that what this story is? I'm not skipping ahead, right?
Are you asking if this is Michael Landon?
I am asking if Michael Landon is also He-Man. And I'll be honest.
The answer is
not surprise me at all. Yeah.
I think I've stumbled upon my newest internet mystery.
I'd never seen the two of them together, quite frankly. So
I don't know. See, you Google it. It's like, here's one that's in Kansas. There's one. There's like, they're all over the place. Like everyone's cashing in on Loring Goes Wilder.
It doesn't make sense.
No, but you know, Minnesota's where they were, and they played. There's that obviously that very famous episode where they played the Mankato softball team, and Nels wants to pitch, and everyone's like, Nels, you're a terrible pitcher. But in the end, he has to pitch, and he is indeed bad at it. Bad at it. Anyway.
That's our other podcast. That's the.
Oh my God! Do you think there's a Little House on the Prairie podcast? There must be.
There has to be. Oh my God! There has to be.
If not, that's a market we should
update my subscriptions. Obviously,
I would do so well at that podcast. All my formative years, we never had cable, and we couldn't watch things like The Simpsons, so we watched almost exclusively Little House on the Prairie and The Waltons, and I would be so good. We could monetize the hell out of that, I'm sure. Because you know who likes Little House on the Prairie? The same people who give Donald Trump all their money. I think we're onto something.
We just have to peel off a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to love Ghost Coin.
Yeah. iTag is going to very quickly become our side project, and
Little House on the Podcast.
It comes for me. I don't know.
I think the natural choice is Little Podcast on the Prairie, but your version of it is just a little weirder, and that's good.
Yeah,
you know, because it's going to be a weird podcast. Mm. All right. So this is not that story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is different. So this is the Gibbs farmhouse. So it's this museum now, and the property is incredibly haunted by the ghost of little Willie Gibbs.
Oh, Willie was not a pleasant child. Doesn't sound like.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, very haunted doesn't usually mean like, oh, he skips rope in the driveway. It's like, oh, he, you know, takes birds apart in the bedroom or something like that.
You can be very haunted in a positive way. Like, oh my God, there's the ghost never leaves me alone. And he's so nice and I love it. And we're best friends. A security guard once was checking the grounds one evening when he saw the face of a young boy staring out at him from a second story bedroom window.
Mm-hmm.
When he went inside the house to check, there was no one in the house, but the room in question had been Willie's bedroom.
Hmm.
Another afternoon, a tour guide was sitting on the porch waiting for the next tour to start when she looked in the parlor window next to her to see a boy standing there staring at her like this. I mush my face together like this. He was wearing farm clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very flammable farm clothes. She gasped, and when she made a noise, he disappeared into thin air. Willie's also sometimes seen playing with the toys in the playroom. When people see him and speak to him, he vanishes.
Typical.
Yeah. Boys will be boys. Yeah. No accountability, as we know. Sometimes toys are found in the morning lying on the floor in Willie's old bedroom when they had been locked away in the closet the night before. Closet still locked. Toys have been liberated. And we also think that Jane and He-Man are still at the farmhouse watching over him because people have heard heavy footsteps going up and down the stairs, and the old rocking chairs on the front porch will sometimes rock all by themselves when there's no wind or anything.
Huh.
Also, doors and cupboards in the kitchen like to open and close all on their own. And that is the story of the Gibbs farmhouse in Minnesota.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Then.
Less about Jane, more about Willie, but Willie's story was so short.
Yeah. we had to build it up around somebody else than the person who was alive for 8 years and probably did one notable thing in those 8 years, and it was
which
die.
Was to burn alive, basically. Meanwhile, you've got he's the son of a celebrity, the little bird that was caught, as we all know her and love her. So, so that was that's it. That's the Gibbs farmhouse. What do you think? You like it?
I had a great time. Yeah,
a really male child died. So
right, yeah. So you know, I got that going for me.
Yeah. all right. Well, let's see. We have to get going, actually, because we have an episode of Post Ghost to record after this. I think so.
Yeah.
We've got Jeremy and Mariah, unpaid interns here, who have been patiently watching you just get off on the death of a child. And now they want to talk about it, I assume. So I will... they are the problem. We will say that Is This a Ghost is a production of Smith Show Media. All the notes were taken by me, Clayton Smith. The funny jokes are from Patrick Dean. Our audio editor is Jeremy Montoya. Our video editor is Jen Swanson. Our social media team consists of Kai Valona, Sam Murdoch, and Jen Jones. And we have new merch, great new merch from Fox and Quill Studio. One of the people from Fox and Quill is indeed Mariah. We're going to talk to her shortly. New merch is up, and it's really fun. We talked about the Florida Life's Too Short to Have Sex with a Florida Ghost last week. That's still number one in my book. We also have a ghost coin design that's on.
Thank goodness.
Things.
Probably going to be getting some of that money back.
Yeah. Yeah. The shirt's also tariffed. Just crazy. But we're eating that. You don't have to. You're not paying that. We're doing that. That's coming out of Patrick's cut. So go buy some of those. What else? We have a Ghost Curious shirt. That's pretty fun. Oh, and an old Spaghosti Factory shirt.
Which is I cannot wait to get sued by them. That would be great.
So we're going to let that one go as long as it possibly can.
As long as they let us.
And also, if you're on Ghost Plus, you may have heard already the Oops All Interns show. Our interns have gotten together, and they have started releasing what's going to be, I think, a once-monthly show where they do basically this whole thing, not quite as good as we do it, of course, but they do it about cryptids and not ghosts. It's super fun. The first episode is on the Hodag from Wisconsin, and it's a lot of fun. So go check it out. Pat, any final thoughts?
In that episode, in the Hodag episode, you get to find out whether Clayton or I are the father and which one is the mother in our relationship. So
that is true. I forgot about that. And that is true.
I was a little offended. A little offended.
May surprise you. Mm-hmm. You also get to learn about alligator nuts.
You do get to learn about alligator nuts. Yes.
So that was a turn I did not see coming. And when you're asking, what do you mean by alligator nuts? Mm-hmm. You already know what you mean by alligator nuts. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to go do the episode of Post Ghost. So if you want to join Ghost Plus, you get a 7-day free trial. Go check it out. In the meantime, do not let ifrits onto your farm property. Because fire genies, no good with dry grass. And we will be talking about you next week on Is This a Ghost?